This week's Parshas, Parshas Metzorah. It's also Shabbos Haggadol, the big Shabbos. It is the Shabbos that precedes Pesach, Passover holiday, and commemorates the Shabbos before the actual Exodus. Hashem commanded us to take a sheep, and it was going to be set aside for the Karban Pesach, for the sacrifice of the Paschal Lamb, and the idea was for us to do this in the face of the Egyptians, and this was kind of a deity for the Egyptians, and to have the Egyptians ask us what we're doing. And any normal, people that sees that someone's going to desecrate their deity would do something, but nothing happened to the Jewish people. Miraculously, they were saved, and no harm came to them. And so it's called the Great Shabbos. The Shem Yishmol points out that this idea of Gadol, of big, in terms of how we understand, there are different miracles. There are greater miracles that occurred within the process of the Exodus, the plagues, and then all the different things that occur from beginning to end. And so this miracle of the Jews not being affected by taking the deity of the Egyptians, so what's so great about that? And so he explains, he understands that there's a difference between miracles that affect others and maybe don't affect the people, the Jewish people, but they might affect the Egyptians. But here, what he explains, Gadol, is coming from the attribute of kindness from Hashem, and that it's a miracle of where we were protected and no one else was harmed. And so the idea of like that type of protection has a greater significance than perhaps afflicting the other, but not necessarily protecting us per se. Okay, so, but either way, this idea of Gadol, when we think of big, so it's the big Shabbos. And so I think that perhaps today, in the times that we're living in, which are clearly not standard, that we just experienced in the last week incredible miracles. So here we are, Saturday night, and we're told that over 300 different types of weapons are coming at the state of Israel from Iran. And it's just a matter of time, we're waiting, and the fear that was felt was palpable, and people basically just were waiting in the unknown of what's going to be. Are we going to lose our water, the electricity? Nothing, no one knows. And then comes 1:45 a.m., major sounds here in Jerusalem, major bam, boom, boom, and then sirens going off maybe a half a minute later, going into the bomb shelters, again, not knowing what's going to happen, and there's tremendous fear, only to then, a few minutes later, being able to come out from the shelters, and then as time went on, by morning time, we realized what an incredible miracle had occurred. 99% of all those weapons had been destroyed. And any mathematician will tell you that the odds are that this should not happen. So again, there'll be people that will say, not so special, great weapon systems. But when you take a step back, incredible, incredible hand of Hashem protecting his people. And so the idea of Gadol, the idea of a big Shabbos and reflecting God in a sense of being, Hashem is being a Gadol, big. And so we, in a certain sense, have tendencies to see things in a very small, very limited fashion. We're not able to see the big picture. We're limited, we're human. And the idea of Hashem being big, spanning all of history, living above time, is the greatness, the idea of the enormity of Hashem. It reminds me of Norman Lamb being asked by kind of a skeptic, does he really believe that God's involved in every little minute detail of his life? And Norman Lamb, Rabbi Norman Lamb of blessed memory, he answered, "I understand why you struggle with this, because you believe in a very small God. But the God that I believe in is so big, so vast, is so unlimited that to me, it's not even a question that Hashem is involved in everything. And that's not a struggle. So the idea of the intro as a precursor to the coming out of Mitzrayim, of our exodus from Egypt, it is preceded by Shabbos, that is Haggadol, which is, in a certain sense, it's a Shabbos that reflects our God, Hashem, and His greatness, that here we are, we can't even see the picture. We don't understand all the things that are happening, especially now. But to know, as we enter the Shabbos that precedes Pesach, the time when we become Hashem's nation, to know that Hashem, our God, our beloved, is so big, is so vast, and that we should know that Kol Da'avad Rachmana L'Tava Avad, everything that Hashem does is for our best. We don't see it, we're small, we don't see because of our limitations, but the Shabbos, entering in this time of year of Pesach, reminding ourselves of the vastness of Hashem, and that we have to remind to stay strong, and then also to appreciate the love and the affection, the care that Hashem showed when He came down and He did the last of the 10 makos, of the 10 plagues, He Himself, without any intermediary, to show how precious we are to Him. And so the relationship begins here, Shabbos, Haggadol, this great Shabbos, and that we're living in this time when we should double down, so to speak, and connect on the deepest way possible, and to appreciate how lucky we are as we begin the season of re-experiencing the Exodus and our creation of this deep connection and relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wishing everybody a good Shabbos and a happy and a healthy Chag HaPesach.